At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Madnin!
Madnin!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey, Banti. So, welcome back. Greetings again from San Francisco. A very cloudy and cold morning, which is kind of annoying. I like it when it's sunny on Sundays. Welcome back to our listeners, too. So, along with the series of podcasts that we did on the Spain-Russia match, we just thought we'd do a couple more general episodes. This one now is not specific to this match, but it has a kind of World Cup angle, and it has a broader relevance as well. So, Banti, I shared this with you yesterday, and I shared it with some family members as well via WhatsApp. It was based on a tweet that I found from a person who I follow, Vivek Kushwaha. So, Vivek, if you happen to be listening to this, thanks very much, and just a kind of shout out and credit to you. So this is he just shared something by an astrologer, Anirudh Kumar Mishra. He's a Vedic astrologer. He says, I speak what I see, I predict what I read, tweets are my prediction, and his banner on his, he's got his digital profile, and then he's got the banner on Twitter. There's something from Nostradamus, which I suppose refers to Modi. Now, this gentleman has also predicted that the BJP is coming back in 2019. And on 5/24/18, which is per American convention, 24th May, he put out a tweet saying, according to my calculation, Argentina will lift the FIFA World Cup this year. This confidence of these guys in making these kind of remarks, and they are often unfazed by the fact that they're completely wrong. So that's one thing I want to sort of mention. Plus this whole idea of, especially with the BJP now, we are seeing this resurgence of, Vedic science and claims about its objectivity and we invented the internet, blah, blah, blah. A, that, and B, the fact that, there's always these predictions around these sporting events. So, for instance, there was last World Cup, there was this octopus, Paul the Octopus, that correctly predicted, I think, everything. Poor chap died eventually, but every team that he predicted would lose and then did lose, the supporters actually were angry enough that, they suggested they might abduct him from his dam, from his tank, and cook him and eat him. And he had to be provided some security. I mean, eventually, as I said, he died of natural causes. So, what are your thoughts about all of this?
Well, I think the astrologer thing is, obviously, this chap predicted something and he was wrong. Whenever you think about predicting sporting events, I think of a movie called Back to the Future, where the basically time travel movie from the 80s. And one of the ways the chap made money was he'd go back and make sporting bets that he knew the results for, right? And I was always very curious that wouldn't it be fantastic if you knew something like that would happen? Now, there's a friend of mine who was of a betting kind, and as in, not in an illegal, dodgy, sketchy way, but in the UK, you can bet in sports any which ways. And he has been using not astrology, but some kind of superstitious combination of, what happened last time on a last Tuesday, some arbit theory he has got, which kind of works for him. And he kind of, I think the thing about what I'm trying to segue into is astrology creates this kind of worldview, which if you co-opt into, you find it very credible. Right.
Even if you lose, even if things don't come true, you can always...
So this guy who's called Argentina incorrectly will probably double his client base because they will think that, yes, he will probably admit some minor fault like the Shani Dasha on Rahu was off by 2 millimeters. So he'll do some number like that and he'll bang on and keep going with more people. But what I found very fantastic is with astrology comes the prescription of gemstones that you have to wear to manage your planets. Right. Now, my question is that if you can barely manage your life, right, and you're being advised to put on a ring with a bit of pearl or an amethyst in it, how are you going to manage an entire planet? Right? So what boggles me is, and okay, the other thing is, presumably if you're wearing a green stone to manage Mercury, let's just say illustratively, your management is to take the planet to the left, right? There are a lot of people who are being prescribed a yellow stone to take the planet to the right. Right? So my challenge around astrology has always been that, okay, let's run with the fact that it's a credible worldview.
Okay.
And if I co-opt into the credible worldview, the prescription in that credible worldview is to wear a piece of stone or a metal to align yourself with a particular planet, right? But there are certain people who don't want to align, who want to oppose that planet. So what happens? I mean, in the kind of exchange of forces, what happens? So this guy will say, this Argentina predicting man, that something in the, there was a disturbance in the force in the other direction. That's my view. Well, have you ever taken up astrology? Have you been partial to
Philippe? Not really, but just in the sense that, I might have, so first I'll just say I might have minor superstitions like, years ago, I think the 94 World Cup, was that won by Brazil? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was watching it with a dear friend of mine, and he actually, as it turns out, happens to be in the Bay Area. He was watching it at my place, and we would go out in our building landing in Bombay, and actually smoke cigarettes. And I think, did it go to penalty shootout or, there was some match in that World Cup. What would happen is that I think every time I went out for a cigarette, the team that we were supporting, and we were largely supporting the same teams, would win. So then, I was watching it with my brother also, and I think that maybe there was another friend, and their point was like, now you need to go out for a cigarette each time. Because they thought that there was some kind of correlation, right? Or people will say that, if you like wear a particular shirt, then this is lucky. So that level of, silly superstition, I also engage in. I must say. And, people have different things that they do. Like they'll, someone will take, you'll wear your grandfather's watch as a good luck charm or something. As far as the astrology part of it is concerned, to the extent that I would just read the daily, prediction in the papers. I think in an earlier episode, you had mentioned that, this Linda Goodman was very popular in India, along with, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. But the thing is that some of those remarks are made at such a level of generality that you can interpret anything in them. And, I remember a friend of mine in school. Now, I went to an all-boys school, and this was also the, 80s in India, which was generally repressed time anyways by not just today's standards, but by, eternal standards. I mean, even by the standards of, Victorian England, right? Where, if anyone's speaking to a girl, mind that in Calcutta is scandal in the whole neighborhood, like 8 people reporting back to your mom. So the guy one day was getting very irritated. So I said, what happened? Kya hua vas? And funny guy. He said, yaar, every single day or every single week, my horoscope says love is in the air. So he said, I have been looking at the air all my life. Love has never been there. So that's my point. That now, there'll be some guy who'll develop a one-sided crush and that'll confirm that for him. But so that's basically my, kind of skeptical take for it. But that said, I just want to share one more thought. Sorry, I know I'm going on and on and it's boring. But there was an interesting insight an Indian academic shared. I think that's Dipesh Chakravarti. We had featured him in the wake of some allegations about his behavior that another academic had put in. Some unsavory allegations. So, that sliminess aside, he wrote an interesting piece where he said that people turn to superstitions of these kinds when the modern state fails to improve their life chances as compared to a pre-modern era. Because in a pre-modern era, there was so much uncertainty, thunder, lightning, famine, smallpox, whatever, that you attributed it to metaphysical, supernatural forces. And the modern state has demystified these things. But if you fall in a situation where your life has not been more predictable or better, then you will naturally turn to, these sorts of things. So I find a lot of these astrologers to be quacks and stuff, but when people are suffering, when they're in desperation, I don't blame them for turning to whatever gives them support.
I think, look, Rohit, you've made a great point. What we do, we segued into astrology on the back of football, right?
Right.
Let's pick up this discussion separately around, you know, how superstition and superstitious framing plays a part. Because I think in India, as we were growing up, there were lots of superstitious practices which kind of got reinforced with dollops of religion and religious kind of sanctions. And it's well worth us taking a stab at it separately. But as far as this astrologer who predicted Argentina win, I think he's been proved wrong. I'd be very interested to see how he backtracks, what tactic he uses to deploy, what tactics he deploys to backtrack. That's all from me on this one.
Yeah, and I'll just share a final thought, because I found the point you made about, you know, half the guys trying to control a planet in one direction and the other half in another direction. And, you know, when you don't have degrees of control over smaller things, you're trying to control planets. That's at the level of the people who go to astrologers. But my father-in-law said something very interesting about astrologers themselves. He said that, you know, the guy's sitting on a footpath himself, but he's telling you that if you follow what I say, you'll live in a mansion. So, you know, I mean, there's some kind of like contradiction there. And, you know, not to poke fun at anyone's financial circumstances, but, you know, boss, if you have that kind of power, you get yourself the mansion first, right? But so, Tika, on that note, I'll wrap up too. And yeah, we'll be back maybe with another episode today. Okay. Bye, Monty.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.